This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is remembering our why. But before we get started, I just like to say, hey, you guys, I hope you're doing well out there, and I hope that you are finding good deals and making this real estate investing thing work. I know it can be a challenge, and I know that there are definitely a lot of factors that can discourage. But hey, I've been sticking it out. You guys can do it too. It definitely is worth it when you've stuck with it. And that's just the key to it. And I really think that has really been the number one thing that stands out of all these interviews I've had with so many different people. It's the people who persisted. Those are the individuals that really succeed. So no matter what you're faced with, keep moving forward, and you know it's going to work out. Well, let's move on to our tip of the week here. Schedule 5 important things today. Okay, what does that mean? Well, what I mean are basically 5 important things. Now, it may be real estate or business related, but I'm talking about the really important stuff. Okay, so I'd say there's some rules to this. Rule number one is 5 things that have absolutely nothing to do with your work, real estate, or real estate investing. Okay. Number 2, these things that you schedule must make someone other than yourself extremely happy. Okay. So I know this sounds kind of odd, but hey, sometimes that's just what happens with this old dog here. But some people say, learn to be appreciative and thankful. And I agree with that. I think we should be thankful, and we should take time to think about all that we have, especially, those of us that are living in America here, and so many blessings that come with this country, and having a family and all the other things that we have to be thankful for. I would also say, though, is the other half of that is you should show that you are thankful by some sort of action, by, for example, giving back. Demonstrate that you are grateful for what you have by showing it, okay? I think that's just a natural thing. If you get blessed, to bless others. And some of the things I'm talking about is just, I tend to live by my schedule and all the things that I have at certain times. And sometimes the only way I can plug in those important things, quote unquote here, are by plugging it into my schedule. And it could include something like inviting your spouse on a mystery romantic date or weekend, complete with clues, maps, and hidden treasures, okay? Or maybe anonymously blessing a struggling tenant that you may have. Don't let them know it's you, but maybe drop off that food basket or gift cards or something that might help them if you know that they're struggling. Could be a friend or a neighbor as well. One of your children, looking at a special time just to take them out. I call my kid dates, that I take my kids out, and I, whether it's my son or my daughter, doesn't matter. Just having that one-on-one time with the dad or mom can really make a difference. If you have kids that have kids, blessing them by maybe giving them an all-expense-paid weekend pass somewhere. Now, if you don't have the funds to necessarily do that, maybe you can give them, you know, a little ticket that says, hey, we will babysit your kids for the weekend and let them get away and do whatever they want. It can go on and on. You could buy a couple dozen donuts at Krispy Kreme or some donut shop and drop them off at a local firehouse just to let the people know that you appreciate them as a first responder and all the things they do to help our community with a little note of appreciation. I mean, little things like that. Just we need to build that into our schedule. And I think it'll be something that you're going to find that the people that you bless are not as blessed as you will feel after you've done that. So anyway, that's my thing, is schedule 5 important things to do today. All right, well, let's move into our topic here. This is going to be a little different. The topic is remembering our why. I will have in my notes here a link to the importance of having a why before you even start investing in real estate and why that's important. I used to, you know, share a lot of things that are going on in my personal life, my personal investing on this show, and I probably haven't done as much. I think I've had a lot of just real factual oriented types of shows, and that's good, and that's what we're here for, you know, learning about cap rates or good markets or whatever it may be. But I also think too that there's a time to realize that there's life sort of more than real estate. Now, don't get me wrong. I enjoy what I'm doing here. This is, or I wouldn't be doing it throughout the week and so forth as I record shows or put together blog articles or whatever it may be. You may not have this problem, but I tend to be very driven at times. And I think it started when I was very young. I have always wanted to just go over and beyond. And I think that can be a good thing, but it can also be a not so good thing. And I think that there has to be that balance there. I was, you know, from a young age, an overachiever, class president, student body president. I was elected to public office at 18 years of age, corporate vice president at 21, quickly climbed the corporate ladder, decided I wanted to be an entrepreneur, launched companies, formed a 501c nonprofit organization, even was a touring professional musician with 3 albums. And I'm not here boasting. I'm just saying that I'm just the kind of guy that likes to do a lot and maybe sometimes too much stuff. And I think that the biggest change in my life is doing all of that, trying to accomplish things where, you know, took its toll. It was difficult, especially as I was, getting older and I was realizing, hey, you know, I have a family. You got to be able to balance. And I think that that's really important. As I, you know, look at retiring, and while I was in Haiti, I'm sitting there thinking, what am I going to do? And I think you've heard this story before where I thought about real estate investing and thought that might be a way of, you know, a great way to sort of transition. Because, you know, here I am in this place where there's just stuff going on every single day. I mean, we had people at our doorstep with babies. We had, kids whose lives were in our hands. We're trying to equip them so that they can survive in this very difficult country. And all these things that, when we got back home, it was no surprise that we had our own PTSD, you know, that we had to deal with. Because sometimes you have to kind of suppress a lot of what you're seeing because it can just floor you. It's so difficult. A lot of death, a lot of suffering. It can be tough. And I'm looking at retirement, and I wasn't even ready to retire. I mean, I knew I was getting older, and it was getting a little bit more challenging to do the things that we were doing. But at the same time, I didn't know what retirement was. I guess I didn't know what it was. And what do you do when you're retired? And I was thinking, what am I going to do? You know, I just stop working. I don't do anything. I'm going to collect seashells and on the beaches of Laguna Beach. And that would be it. I think I would go stir crazy. So I wasn't like ready just to just do nothing. And I don't play golf, what am I going to do? So that's where real estate investing seemed like it was a nice shift there. And I thought, I'm kind of working, right? It's kind of like a job. At the same time, I could kind of ease out of it after I build up my portfolio. Then I could back off a little bit and do less. Well, the only problem is being a little too driven at times, I had to kind of look at, what I was going to do and how I was going to do this. Instead of just like pacing yourself and, buying a few rental properties here and there, I set this ridiculous goal of 1,000 units in 6 years. Okay. This is part of my problem here is I like to think big, but at the same time, it can have its effect. And what was the effect? Well, I was waking up at 4 o'clock every morning, still wake up at 4 in the morning, plowing 6 days a week, doing a weekly blog, doing a podcast twice a week. We have our podcast now with 1 million downloads, over 500 episodes, still looking at properties, analyzing, managing properties, networking, building regional teams, meeting with and helping other investors, learning to be a savvy investor and a wise landlord. I mean, all this stuff going on at the same time. It wasn't a casual thing getting involved in real estate. And I know there's a lot listening that are saying, that's crazy, Bill. That's not my idea of a good time, especially in your retirement years. But that was what I wanted to do. I had a goal that I'd set that was pretty strong and not unachievable, but definitely would require a lot of work. And I was going for it and still am going for it. But where am I today and why am I even talking about this? And I sort of had some realizations here. And I talk about that when I talk about the why that we set out for in the very beginning. Now, I've been plowing away since really 2014 is when I bought my first investment properties. And then we moved to the States in 2015, came to the States and started just rolling up the sleeves and getting real serious. Since then, I've been working long hours, to launch this business, achieve my goals, and to work toward achieving my why, supposedly. However, I realize it's time to really start, what is involved in the why? I don't want to have to sort of rehash what my why was, but a big part of it, it's probably the biggest part of it, was spending more time with my family, more time with my grandkids, more time pouring into my kids, doing things in Haiti and so forth. Well, I've been working so hard all these years here that I really have not really done a lot of my why. And so where does that bring me today? And I think, and I'm only sharing this because you may be dealing with similar issues on your side, setting your goals and trying to achieve them. But the idea is we can't lose sight of our why. And I think I was losing sight of my why. I was putting so much time in my work that I'm missing quality time with my grandkids, with my own kids, with my wife. So I started changing and shifting gears. I mean, as we're approaching our number of units that we want, great. But now we have to look at applying it and actually living out that why. So I have been selling off my smaller properties, building my reserves, still looking for properties, but not as aggressively as I was before, upgrading and stabilizing the existing properties and getting them ready for sale if I choose to go that direction or to be able to use them to leverage into other properties. But what about my why? And I'm realizing, as I get closer to the goals that I've set, that it really is time to start living my why. Helping my kids with their lives and career goals, spending more time with grandkids, attending football games. I have still one kid that's in school and he's a junior. He wants to be able to use his skills at football to get into a college or university. And so you know, we're working together with him, and I'm trying to help him to get his stats up and to do all the things that he wants to do to be able to achieve that goal. I have a daughter getting married in August, and I know that those of you that have listened to that Why podcast know that, you know, giving my daughters the wedding of their dreams is one of my goals. But I want to not just give it to her. I want to be a part of it and help her out and encourage her and be there to talk with her and give her ideas and so forth. We're also a part of our why is changing sort of our lifestyle and moving out of California. And we've been talking about that as well as we're looking at other potential places to live by 2022 when my son graduates from high school. So there are other things to life than real estate. And even though I live and breathe it every single day, I'm realizing, you know, I've got to pull off a little bit and slow down and try to get, you know, try to get my mind in that why mindset, those things that are really behind all of this work in real estate. And it was kind of spurred, it's interesting, by my daughter Ariana, the one who's getting married, and also the one that had the Haiti dream that brought us to Haiti in the first place. And she had asked me, she said, "Dad, can you give me a timeline of your life? You know, I realize you've told me stories about you did this as a kid or this and before you got married and this and that and the other thing." And she goes, "I want to have this timeline so I could share it with my kids and then my grandkids one day." And I was thinking, oh, wow, that's really nice. But, you know, I've never really done that. And so I started, you know, sitting down and, you know, of course, I'm looking for some kind of a Microsoft Office application that does timelines or whatever it was to try and plug this in. And I, you know, jumped right into it just like I would on a business project. And it was fun, but it was also very telling. And it was interesting because as I was putting it together, my wife looked at it and she said, "Wow, that's really interesting, Bill. But all you've done there's just list all of your jobs and your businesses and you know, what about, hey, we got married? What about when we first met, our first date, our wedding date, the birth of our first child, you know, baptisms and, you know, kids championship games and all this stuff?" And I'm going, oh my gosh, it's true. I didn't put all these other things in there that were a significant part of my life, that are a significant part of my life. And I felt terrible. But it's funny. And again, you know, not to, I guess, risk here sounding misogynist or sexist or what have you, but a lot of guys I know, you know, they think of their work, you know, their jobs. And that really kind of becomes our identity. And I'm sure there are gals out there too that feel the same way. But I feel that sometimes it's like 100% of our identity is our career, whatever that happens to be. And so we think in terms of, you know, wow, that job to that job to that job to that job, you know, not these other really important things in our life that, of course, are important to us. But when we think of a timeline, I just, you know, it just kind of comes to work. So it was kind of surprising. And I think I really saw a lot there. You know, I was initially going to start this podcast as, and I still may do this one, called The Joy of Getting Fired. And I started looking at, you know, my jobs and the times that I'd been fired. And when I was single, it wasn't as devastating. But when I had a family and I got fired, it was like, oh my goodness, you know, it's just like one of the most difficult times of my life. But again, it's really to work and being a provider and all this other stuff. And it just, I'll get into that when I do another podcast on the joy. But the idea of the joy of getting fired, is you're kind of thinking that's crazy. There's no joy in getting fired. But it is, if you look at where it takes you to this other place that actually is a better place for you. And that's actually, eventually there was one job I got fired from that I said, this is it. I'm not going to work for anybody anymore. I'm going to be self-employed. And that really started a whole new thing with me when I started my first businesses and so forth. Yeah, crushed me, broke me. You know, I just felt devastated when it happened. But that shift of mindset gave me an opportunity to look at my survival as not just having a job, but actually doing something that you can, you know, that you can build and grow and so forth. So, you know, what does all this mean? I think the bottom line is it kind of comes back to your why. You got to have that why there. That why has been a big part of my motivation as I have been moving forward in real estate. At times when I get so frustrated, I've got this property, I can't seem to get a good tenant in it, or two deaths in the same apartment unit. I mean, some difficult stuff that's happened. And at times I just kind of want to say, just sell these properties and let's just, you know, take the cash and do something else. But at the same time, I realize that why is there, and that why, part of that is Haiti and being able to help out the people in Haiti that we love and have such a heart for. It's my family. It's the long-term picture of my kids and being able to hand them that legacy. And so it is easy to get caught up in the minutiae and to get caught up in the goals, in the goal setting. You know, mindset, everybody talks about mindset. And yeah, mindset is everything. But if your mindset is just on that, yeah, you may be successful, but you may be also, you know, impacting other things in your life that you don't want to impact in a negative way, whether it be a relationship or whether it be, just your, you know, those other, what I call important things out there. That's just something I want you to think about today. I know this is a different kind of show, but I think the balance is important. And being able to get that balance. You do have to work hard in real estate in order to be successful, but you don't have to do it at a cost necessarily to those around you that love you and you love, that you want to be able to give the best of your life and the best of your energy too. So that is it for today. I hope there's something in there for you. Either way, that is it for today. Please note, everything I've talked about will be outlined somehow here in the show notes, even though most of it I was just kind of rambling here. But just look for that episode entitled Remembering Our Why. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward. And may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.